You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It continues to be Mahoney-less. I'm not even kidding when I say that he has decided he is just going to take this whole week off to, quote, reset.
He's got to recharge.
That's what he told me yesterday. I'm like, you've been off for like 5 days already. What?
Yeah.
He's like,
what more do you have to complete, Mahoney? You're fine.
I asked him what he was doing. He said nothing. Laying on my couch.
Of course.
In my pajama pants.
Ew.
So some good news and some bad news to start the show today. Audrey, what would you like first?
Oh, let's do some good news. We started with bad news yesterday.
Okay, so the good news is there was a guy whose truck got burned in that fire in Paradise, California. He is an ICU nurse. Last year, he risked his life to save some patients from the campfire, which was the deadliest wildfire in state history. You probably remember. Pretty awful. He used his Toyota Tundra to get patients to safely to the hospital and out of the way of the fire. But as a result, you know, he got pretty close to the flames and his doors got charred and his taillights melted on his Toyota Tundra.
Oh, not the taillights on the Tundra.
And I saw a picture of it. Like, he's kind of a pretty badass truck, right? Like, you know, like a serious truck, you know?
It looks like it has wood paneling now.
Yeah, well, because it was a white truck and then on the side, the flames got it because he was directly over the flames in a number of places. Well, Toyota heard about it, and this is the good news today. They gave him a brand new truck.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
All I got to do?
But then you're looking, all you got to do is save a bunch of people's lives in a wildfire, risk your life, and then you get a new pickup.
Dang, I was just thinking driving over fires. But okay.
But then you see the new truck, how it looks a lot like the old one, how it's all burnt up on the side.
Yeah.
Well, he actually liked the look of the charred sides because kind of a badge of honor, right?
Hell yeah.
And so they gave him a new truck with a new rack on it.
Nice.
Nice rack?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Nice rack, and they burned the sides. And it's a little bit more of a bro dozer, as you can see. It's jacked up a little bit more.
Yeah, he got it lifted.
Does this, because yesterday you were talking about how you want a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
Does this kind of turn you on?
It does. Yeah. Especially those burns, boy. I like, though, that at the front, it's like more like dark and like, it was like I really immersed myself, like more so than the first one.
Drove straight into hell, yeah. But the first one,
Yeah. Casual burns. Hero. The second one is like major hero.
Yeah, the second one, you're embellishing a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
The real one, you definitely risked your life. The second one looks like you drove through hell for 48 hours. But pretty cool Toyota, man. Nice move.
Throw a monster sticker on that. Make it a true bro-dozer.
Dang, I like monster. Yeah. Give me the sugar free.
You need one of those tattoos, like the famous stars and stripes.
Oh, yeah.
And then the word family after it. You know what I'm talking about?
No regrets.
I absolutely do. Yeah. Whoa, I do.
Takes you back. Some bad news today as well. Philly police had 10 recruits that had to resign after cheating on a test to get into the police force in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Here's what's ironic about it. It was an open book test.
Oh, come on, boys.
An investigation was launched and 10 platoon members confessed to accepting illicit help. The captain added that the recruits during the test, one of many administered during a 9-month training program at the police academy in Northwest Philadelphia. It takes 9 months to become a cop in Philly. We're allowed to use certain approved materials to look up answers. Before the recruits resigned, he said the academy class had 53 members scheduled to graduate at the end of September. Now, obviously, lopping 10 off that. These individuals were all aspiring cops. There was a recruit that noticed that they were cheating on the test, which I don't really know how you cheat on an open book test, but they were accepting help that was had some sort of answer key, and as a result, they're out.
Is that like the most lazy?
Cheating on an open book test?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, just look
in the book.
Things on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, hey, what's a sport that you think needs to be more televised? Lacrosse is cool as hell, and that stuff can get brutal sometimes.
Message deleted.
You know, there's pretty much everything is kind of overbroadcast at this point because there's just so many channels out there. I mean, when you turn on, you know, an ESPN Plus, which arguably is the biggest sports network in the world, and they have a bowling marathon or it's a cheerleading marathon or something, a dart marathon. You're like, okay, I don't know if we need more sports on TV, but do you guys feel like there's something missing? I think lacrosse is a pretty good example.
Yeah,
true. I would like to see more bowling. There's not enough
you
bowling.
You would like to see more bowling? That I feel like every time that I turn on ESPN on a Saturday, it's always bowling.
Yeah, why is it always on a Saturday during the afternoon? Do it prime time.
Nobody makes money.
Prime time bowling.
Nobody makes money bowling. They all have day jobs.
At bowling alleys.
They have to be at work, man.
Either that or cornhole.
Oh, cornhole.
But they do televise that, right?
Yeah, just like tournaments, though.
Get a league going.
Am I every time that I hear the word cornhole, it takes my mind somewhere else. Am I the only one?
I felt weird. Beavis and Butthead.
Is it bags or cornhole?
It's cornhole.
It's cornhole? Okay.
I know some people who say bags. Bags.
You do?
Bags.
Bags.
Like, I feel like the North does.
It's bags or cornhole. One of those.
Did you call it bags in Wisconsin?
Like, yeah.
See?
You want to go outside and play bags?
Bags.
Yeah.
Bags. You want to play some bags?
Oh, man.
All right.
That accent on cornhole. After the tone.
If you guys could take Ian out to anywhere you want for dinner, where would you take him? And then, Ian, I want you to pick one of those places. Which one, you know, appeals to you more? And, yes, we will assume that Ian will put out at the end of the night.
Message deleted.
Okay, yeah. So it's got to be a romantic dinner.
If you're buying.
Audrey, have you been to a romantic dinner here in Las Vegas that really stood out to you?
No.
The last time that Ian and I...
Wow. Okay.
Would you like to... This is going to be weird for your husband. Would you like for Ian to go out with you for a romantic dinner here in Las Vegas?
I would definitely go out on a romantic dinner with you, Ian. If Gina could come...
No. No,
I'm
good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Hey, whoa.
Not like that.
Whoa.
Gina would be down.
I'm on my way to Flavor Town.
I like this idea. Let's talk.
Hey, wait. It's a friendship circle.
Yeah, it's some kind of circle. Yeah. Oh, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This is the Macho Man Randy Savage. You know, I'm here looking at things going on here. And I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. Ladies, if you want a real macho man like me and not one of these kale eating latte drinking my little boys, then you know who to call. Yeah.
I am uncomfortable.
Macho Man is right here for you. Yeah.
Message deleted.
In his head, I'm sure that sounded awesome.
Yeah.
I was so uncomfortable
that
entire time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I wanted that to end.
What do you think
gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Out of the things that you would want to end more, either 45 minutes of that or a 45-minute romantic dinner with Ian?
No.
Oh, come on, dude.
Dinner with Ian.
Three-way, bro.
Three-way. Okay.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It makes it so much classier when you sing three-way.
Yeah, okay, it does.
But we didn't discuss. I would take you to Waffle House.
Oh.
Oh, really?
By candlelight.
I was saying like Scotch 80 Prime or something over the palm.
Waffle
like
House.
Chocolate chip waffles by candlelight. Doesn't get better, huh?
Can't put out at the Waffle House, man.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
When you have to think about the most taxing jobs that are out there, right? Like the hardest ones to do on a day-to-day basis and really enjoy. Like this is definitely not on the list of hard jobs. Like this is genuinely fun to do every single day. But working in a call center, I imagine... Where you have to call people, especially if you're doing like bill collection or something like that.
Yep.
Oh, imagine getting cussed out every day.
Nobody that you talk to ever wants to talk to you.
No.
That sounds terrible. Well, now there is a new software that micromanages call center employees by monitoring their speed, enthusiasm, and empathy on the phone.
Nothing like being micromanaged.
Super. Nothing like being micromanaged by software. It's not even a person that you can hate. It's just a program that tells you you suck. So that's a new thing. So if you work at a call center and you're being micromanaged by software, I'm very sorry.
Well, yeah, that sucks. But it might be good for the people getting the calls, right? Obviously, it's just quality control.
It doesn't make it any better for anyone, right?
Like,
no matter how nice the person actually is, if you're calling me demanding money that I clearly don't have...
Right.
We're not going to be cool. There's nothing you can say. You can't be more empathetic and make this better.
There's no amount of empathy.
And hearing the passive-aggressive smile on their voice. Like, there's nothing worse than a fake smile. Hello.
Oh.
Is this? Ha, 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 ha.
You don't have the money.
Great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's talk about options. Oh, Kathy. So, the Colorado Mountains just saw 20 inches of snow last week.
What?
On the first day of summer.
What?
So 20 inches.
It's my hell.
How does that happen?
20 inches of snow throughout the day on Friday to the area, which is around you know, 6,900 feet above sea level. So there's a resort in Steamboat Springs, roughly 150 miles away from Denver. And it dubbed the strange weather event as the summer snowstice.
Oh, see what you did there.
I love that.
I mean,
so witty.
I don't know if I could live somewhere where you just get surprise snow at the end of June.
Yeah,
to the tune of 20 inches.
It's beautiful, but no, the weather, I can't stand the weather in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's just...
You already got your shorts out, your flip-flops out, all your snow gear's packed away. Yes. You ever just put it away at that point?
Yeah, you have to put it away, and then all of a sudden you're like, I screwed up. I can't put it away until July now.
Now I got to wear my shorts in 20 feet of snow.
Yeah, but it snows like in the morning, and the next thing you know, it's 60 degrees, like in the evening out there. It's crazy.
Oh, they're going to catch a cold.
So an Italian mafia boss by the name of Rocco,
hey, Rocco
has escaped through the roof of a prison after he was waiting to be extradited to Italy.
Hell yeah, he did.
So he was in Uruguay, I guess, and he was in prison. The nation's interior minister announced his escape on Monday, a day after he is believed to make a prison break. So in the statement, the ministry said that the guy and three other inmates robbed the occupants of a nearby farmhouse after escaping from a prison late on Sunday evening. Again, he was waited to be extradited for international drug trafficking. This guy is one of the most wanted fugitive members of Italian's most powerful organized crime group. And one of Europe's biggest importers of South American cocaine.
Oh.
He is dubbed the Cocaine King of Milan. And he has been wanted since 1994.
Oh, what? What took him so long?
1994?
See, he's obviously pretty good at this whole hiding thing.
He's been on the lam for 25 years. You finally catch him, and then he breaks out?
Of the ceiling.
Yeah, the ceiling of all places.
Yeah,
he even spooned his way through the wall.
Yeah, I mean, at least that takes some effort. He's kicking the ceiling. That's not that hard,
well,
right?
Well, El Chapo had the tunnel.
He had the tunnel. That was impressive.
That's some work.
Did you see that tunnel that El Chapo built? So El Chapo, of course, notorious drug lord in Mexico, was locked up down there. They dug a tunnel underground directly to his prison cell. And, I mean, the guards were totally in on it. Because it came up, like, to his shower in his cell, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then one day, he just opened the hatch that they had built, as if you didn't hear any of it going on. Goes down into the tunnel, and they had built a railroad track, like a single railroad track in the tunnel, and had a motorcycle attached to it. So he gets on the motorcycle and races out of this tunnel on this track. I'm like, that is just unbelievable.
Badass. And then he went and met up with Sean Penn.
Yeah. He did. And Sean Penn dimed him out, too.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you ever see any of the interviews with Sean Penn on late night shows where they're talking about it? He's like, oh, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, rat out the drug lord.
Sean Penn
sucks.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Audrey, when you open your phone, go to social media, what are you hoping for? Are you hoping to find funny, cute, motivation? What is it that you seek out?
All the above.
All the above?
Yeah.
Well, I have some really good news for you. Ian has put together a compilation of some of the most motivational people on the planet. Now, I'm not talking about the TED Talk people or the Tony Robbins of the world, people that do this professionally. I'm talking about the grassroots motivators.
Yes, the amateurs.
Yeah, the people who haven't really necessarily got their lives together yet, but they're really good at giving advice. You know, do as I say, not as I do sort of thing.
Sometimes, did you find one of my Pinterest boards?
I very well might have.
You're going to have to get a lot more vocal if you want to make the cut for Wise Words from the Web, because these people have something to say.
Okay.
Feel free.
Oh, I'm excited.
If you need to do a little dance or something in the studio, because you get that jazzed up, not going to judge you.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
Aw, I'm upset. Whatever shall I do? Why, Johnny Boy, why? I'm out of money, I can't pay my dues, I smell bad, no girls want me. Well, Johnny, I can tell you just a few things to make you feel happy. Well, first off, you're strong. I know that. Secondly, I smell bad too, it's not just you. Lastly, who cares if you can't pay for anything? You know you're cool, you, sir, are a great guy. You know why? You know why? Because you have friends. They're your buddies, and you're theirs too. I'm going to walk away right now.
I'm so happy that I get to talk to so many people. And believe it or not, a lot of people ask for my advice. I think that it's just because I'm so simple-minded. I don't I don't overthink. You know, it just is what it is. I tell everybody all the time I'm like a real life Joe Dirt, you know? They sit there and they're like, oh man, if this stupid son of a bitch right here can be happy, I can too. And I'm fine with that. I'm proud with that. I get called names every day. I get called redneck and sister and hillbilly and all of the above.
Many a days I sat in my cell rethinking my life. So sick, can't even eat a honey bun. Bad decisions have put me here amongst the dregs of society and long lost relatives. As I reevaluate the choices I made along the way, it became clear that a was doing everything in his power to get a cameo on Cops. I used to smuggle a half pound of cocaine from Texas to the M10 when I was barely 18 years old. Now I was a grown ass man trying to smuggle peanut butter out the chow hall. I should have thought about that back when I was still living with my mama, calling myself an entrepreneur. Selling snow cones and crack rock out my bedroom window. Could have invested in some stock or started a business. Instead, I go off and buy this speedboat that sat in my mama's yard for 3 years because wasn't no way to get a trailer hitch on a Hyundai.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Well.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You feel fired up, ready to tackle this Tuesday now?
I am ready to go! Yes. And honestly, craving some honey buns now.
Can't believe that guy gets called a sister effer. So bad for him, man.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So some people decided they wanted to have a little bit of a party, but they didn't have the money to go out and buy all the booze. So they broke into a bartending school in Vancouver and stole 22 bottles of liquor.
Nice.
Well, would be, except for all of the bottles of liquor were fake. And they were just basically used for demonstration at the bartending school.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
So it's like the Heineken 0.0.
A bunch of bottles of colored water, they said. So way to go, guys. 22 bottles of colored water is what you got away with. Along with a computer, an iPad, and some tools. Well done.
Imagine the disappointment.
I know. You get home, you're like, man, we're going to get so effed up. And it's just purple water.
It's UV blue.
Yeah. So some guy decided that he was going to go straight up General Lee out of Dukes of Hazzard.
All right.
And it worked.
So no way.
The last time we heard a story like this, it did not work.
No.
A couple of guys tried to jump over a bridge that had opened up to let a boat go beneath it and into the water. Didn't work out very well for them. In this case, though, Lee County deputies arrested a 35-year-old, so it kind of worked, I guess, Robert Foley on Wednesday. Deputies say he crashed into an abandoned truck and then ran off based on the tire marks. Deputies say that he is driving towards a large ditch. That is when, based on the physical evidence, it appears that his Nissan Versa was traveling at such a great rate of speed. It launched into the air, became airborne, cleared the water canal slash ditch, and then landed it. He stuck the landing.
Got that Nissan up in the air.
Next level stuff, man.
I have to Google what a Versa looks like. I don't even know.
Yeah, is that like the little SUV? What is the Nissan Versa?
Yeah, it's a tinier vehicle.
It's like a hatchback kind of thing?
Yeah. It's...
Huh. So he was driving at, like, massive speeds in a hatchback.
Nissan Versa.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, so are you looking at that white one right there?
Yeah, man. No, so, yeah, that's just like a little car. It's like the equivalent of, like, a Toyota Corolla, right? Like, it's a small car.
Uh-huh.
But a Nissan Versa, if you're going fast enough, you can get that bitch airborne, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So consider that next time you're car shopping.
How terrible, though, to go Dukes of Hazzard in a hatchback.
There's nothing cool about that. No. If you're like a Dodge Challenger, you know, that's painted orange. Hell yeah, flying through the sky is cool. Ew. No, even if you stick the landing in a Nissan Versa, no chick's like, I want to bone that guy. No, never.
The trunk pops open.
Your bag with all your softball equipment goes flying out the back. Oh, dang it. So a finalist in the Miss Hooters Tennessee pageant was arrested. Not even the winner, just a finalist in the Miss Hooters Tennessee pageant has been arrested after she trashed her boyfriend's apartment just hours after he pulled the plug on their relationship. She's attractive enough, I guess.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She looks like she's got some miles on her for only being 21 years old, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She's been through some stuff.
Madison Rogers, 21, was booked into the Nashville jail earlier this month on charges of aggravated burglary and vandalism. According to the cops, she was placed in the top five of the local beauty contest organized by Hooters.
Top five? All right.
Not even the top three.
So she's in the
top.
Though?
If she's in the top five, she's definitely five, right? Because you don't say I was in the top five if you were number four.
Exactly.
You say I'm in the top four.
I am dead. Imagine that. Wow.
According to the cops, she was caught on video surveillance smashing her ex-boyfriend's home on May 31st. The victim, who was not named, told investigators that he'd split up with her after 2 years of dating shortly before, and that's when she showed up to his place, started hitting him. He carried her outside and called 911. And then she asked him if he liked the upstairs, referring to the second floor of his home. By the time the cops got on the scene, she had run away. He went upstairs, realized she had trashed the entire place. I like that he gets home, she starts hitting him, and he just picks her up and carries her outside.
All right, let's
sets
go.
Her
she's
down.
Little. She's like a
yeah,
little girl.
She's teeny. And then she just splits out of there. But she has been arrested and then released on $5,000 bond.
Do you think he broke up with her because she was
nuts?
Five? No, because she was five in the Hooters.
If you'd made the top three, baby, yeah. I would have stuck with you. But I can't be. You didn't even get on the podium.
We worked so hard for this, Madison.
And finally, I know that we're only about halfway through the year, but we have a Mom of the Year candidate.
Oh.
This is good.
All right.
Authorities say that Stacy Rupp, 35, of Peoria, Arizona, dropped her son off at a local McDonald's so she could go to the nearby Desert Diamond Casino in
Very
Tucson,
nice.
Arizona. Miss Rupp told police that she left her child out of the car to walk into the restaurant alone without a cell phone or any means of contacting her in case of an emergency. A McDonald's employee called 911 around 11 p.m.
Oh, man.
Realizing the boy had been there alone for a long time. The child, who the employee described as dirty and disheveled.
Oh. Looked like a peanut.
That's
reportedly
character.
Wasn't upset and tried to defend his mom when police got there, but inadvertently indicated that it wasn't the first time that she'd left him alone to enjoy a night out.
A night out?
Quote, she always comes back, the boy told the police. It's really sad.
That's a cute white night.
Oh, my gosh.
She told the officers, and again, Mom of the Year, she dropped her son off to play while she went grocery shopping across the street, adding, he drives me crazy and steals my money.
Of course, he's got to fend for himself all day.
I ain't gonna give
boy.
Him no cell phone.
Yeah. Dirty and disheveled. And they went and obtained the footage from the Desert Diamond Casino, which I'm sure is lovely. I've never been to the Desert Diamond in Tucson,
can't
but I'm sure it's beautiful.
Right by the McDonald's.
And she is due back in court on July 3rd. Good luck, Miss Rupp.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No! Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Karen?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. This is the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So these are all real reviews from Yelp, and they are all by women named Karen. Now, these are all well-rated places, so we're not picking a bunch of dumpy places that nobody likes. Overall, very positive reviews, and I'll just read you a couple of excerpts of other reviews and give you the overall rating of each establishment, and then I'll read you the review from Karen. The first one is the Green Millets Jazz Club in Chicago. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Pretty
nice.
Strong, right? So Brian said 5 out of 5. If you love jazz clubs that predate Prohibition, it doesn't get any better than the Green Mill. Caitlin Y, 4 out of 5 stars. Very unique, quaint atmosphere. Stopped in for jazz just last week. And then Karen shows up. 1 out of 5 stars.
Oh.
This place sucks. At 10 p.m. on Friday, they weren't letting people in because, as the bouncer put it, we don't want to crowd people. We want you to come back some other time, be relaxed, and enjoy yourself. Good luck and F you, friend.
What?
That's actually a really nice thing for the bouncer. He's like, I just don't want you to be overcrowded. I want you to come back and be relaxed. It's too full.
Jazz is a chill place. Karen is not.
Next up is the Motel 6 in Hollywood, California.
Oh.
4 out of 5 stars.
Nice.
Aletta said 5 out of 5. Like this hotel. Front desk, very nice and helpful. Everything was clean and fresh smelling. Elevators worked, and best of all, it was quiet.
Hell yeah, the elevators worked.
Hey, man.
Didn't have to take
setting the bar pretty low. Michael said 5 out of 5 stars. My girlfriend and I come here once a year exclusively, and they never let us down. Once a year, you exclusively set out for the Motel 6 in Hollywood. Kick ass.
I'm surprised she's not your wife.
And then Karen C.
Oh, come on.
1 out of 5 stars. If I wanted a room that made me feel like somebody died in it, I would have gone to the hospital. And here's where it gets weird. This place is clean, the employees are nice, and the amenities are what you would expect, but I can't help but think there is bad energy there. Oh, I'm never going back. I don't need any more curses.
Oh, Karen needs some sage.
Yeah, bring something, some crystals, man. Or something, Karen. Come on.
Get some essential oils. Calm down, lady. Next up is a bar in karaoke, the karaoke part of Koreatown in California.
Okay.
Jasper said 5 out of 5 stars. Overall, a strong rating of 4.5 out of 5. But Jasper said once you go and you realize how different the atmosphere is, it's like the first karaoke bar where I've seen the staff welcome and greet you.
Oh, wow.
That's nice,
yes.
Yeah. Nicholas said 4 out of 5 stars. It's the one place where I always like to hang out when I'm drunk in Koreatown.
Hell yeah.
Great service, great bartender. And the greatest thing, it's BYOB.
Oh, wait, hell yeah.
You guys will love that, right?
Hell yeah.
Wait, that's a thing?
And then... Oh. Karen J. 1 out of 5 stars. Not a regular karaoke place. No eatable food here. This place stink. In parentheses, old dirty garbage type of basement smell. No older customer. I was oldest in place. And overpriced drinks. But if you like hoochie mama bartenders, then this is the place for you. How about some cute male bartenders in all caps?
She just wanted to get it in herself.
Karen J.
Older gentleman.
She's so old.
And finally, we go to I'm oldest in place. This one from Big Wang's in Los Angeles,
yeah.
California. 4 out of 5 stars. Got some good reviews. Kent said 5 out of 5. Riley is the best. Gold stars all around. Bunch of L's in there. Yeah. She turned my day around the other day. Great suggestions, energy, and vibe. Mick said 5 out of 5 stars. Found this place by mistake, but it was so worth it. It's a great visit. I enjoyed the meal and the staff. It's very friendly, and the drinks on point.
All right.
And then Karen K shows up.
What is she saying about Big Wangs?
Oh, God.
Big Wangs.
1 out of 5 stars, all caps. God, I hate BS like this. Annoying food, annoying bouncers, and an annoying waitress. She reprimanded us about saving seats. What am I, 12? I get it was 7 p.m., but you can let us wait instead of sitting the other 10 people who are joining us. She said you were taking up tables that could have gone to other people. All caps again. F you, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Also, the crowd is annoying. Just a bunch of rowdy people watching sports, and I'm not into that, too. On top of all that, I almost slipped on pee while walking into the bathroom.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the deal between Eldorado and Caesars that is now a done deal, yep, is valued at $17 billion.
Whoa.
So yesterday we were first talking about it. They were saying maybe in like the 13, 14, 15 range. You're saying no, it's going to be a $17 billion deal in total. So the transaction values Caesars at about 8.6, and Eldorado will pick up about 8.8 of the casino's debt. It'll be headquartered in Reno, where Eldorado is based, and have a significant corporate presence here in Las Vegas, of course, where Caesars is based. It's uncertain whether the new company will venture into Japan, where major casino operators have set their sight after the nation legalized casino gambling last year. The company said there's no firm decisions that have been made on the international market, but Caesars stock jumped 16% yesterday. Eldorado shares went down 10% yesterday,
okay,
because they're taking on a lot of,
yeah,
debt, and obviously it's a huge acquisition. But this is a huge deal for a lot of people that live here in Las Vegas, like we were talking about yesterday.
Massive. And again, they were talking about this for months. We were reporting on it, and finally we have a done deal. But $17 billion, wow.
How much would you guys pay, realistically, for tickets to a sporting event that you care about? Like a football game, basketball game, baseball game, any of that stuff. What is the... Do you have a cap? Like, is there... If somebody said, hey, let's go to the Golden Knights game, they're playing in the playoffs, what's the most that you'd come out of pocket for a ticket?
$100.
$100? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, like, if it's a huge, huge, huge game, $200. But I gotta, like, really, really,
really be
ready to go.
Yeah, in this case, some people are saying that the UNLV ticket prices are a little bit too much. UNLV has come out and said, hey, we want to make sure that, you know, there's going to be a ticket available for every wallet. But the thing that got people's feathers a bit ruffled is that they're selling the suites, as you'd expect. So there's the new Raiders Stadium is going to be beautiful, and they're going to have all these world-class suites, and those are going to be super expensive for the NFL games, obviously.
Of course.
They're also going to be super expensive for the UNLV games.
Oh, totally.
Which is kind of unfortunate because UNLV is not good at football.
What is that?
So
words.
They're talking about $20,000 to $40,000.
No way.
For a suite to watch UNLV football games.
Okay, but what do you expect whenever you just built a stadium? Like, it's gonna be expensive to start.
But $40,000.
Jeez, come on.
I feel like I should be able to be on the team for $40,000.
Well, they'll probably just remain empty for a while, right?
For
Wouldn't
40,
you think?
Maybe.
Who's
going
to buy them for 40?
A lot.
You could sit next to Bill Laimbeer at an Aces game for that amount. Like, why? Just for a suite?
Tickets range from $99 to $305 for the six-game 2019 season.
Okay.
And so that's obviously considerably lower than what you are going to expect to pay for the 2020 season over at the new Raiders/UNLV stadium.
Hmm. I hate to sound like Mahoney here, but have we figured out the parking situation yet?
No, they don't.
Uber.
They
it's really
exactly
Uber.
No Uber. Yes, you're gonna go to a football game and what? Not drink?
Yeah, I'm gonna just
I'm gonna
Uber
get destroyed
Lyft.
And then and then ride it home or stumble across the bridge back over to Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, that's gonna be a real fun walk. And then
it's really not that far. Like you guys are such old ladies.
Yes, it is. That is a very far walk.
It's really not that far. And also, do you know why they didn't put a bunch of parking around the Raiders stadium? Because they don't want all the crazy Raiders fans having a massive tailgate and stabbing people to death right outside of the brand new multi-billion dollar stadium.
Tailgating's fun,
but it's going to be broken up. So that they'll shuttle people in from all these different tailgating sites because they don't just want one place where all the tailgating is happening. Because let's not kid ourselves, Raiders fans don't have the best reputation when they get into a large group and do a bunch of drinking.
Dave, it's a new city.
It's a new city. It's a new stadium.
New fans. It's going to be the new face of the Raiders.
You should just go ahead and Uber to the stadium if you want to go to one of those games that you're not going to be able to go to because your ticket price is capped at $100. So forget about it. I don't even want to hear you complain. What are you talking about?
I'm going to keep complaining about it because the worst thing in the world is getting out of an event and just waiting there for an hour for your Uber and you're going up to different cars. Like, is this who?
Oh,
is this
you
fine.
Know,
you can stay at home.
Do you know what's a lot more cool is getting out of an event, being totally sober because you weren't able to drink at it, and then sitting in a parking lot for 2 hours waiting for all of the other damn cars to move out of the way.
Wait, guys, I'm excited for this.
I am too. Like,
I love NFL games.
Ian's just over here crapping on it because Mahoney's not here to do so.
No, because I agree with him with the parking.
The parking sucks. Uber, Lyft.
Parking sucks at every event ever.
Do you drive to concerts too?
Yes, all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll even ride my motorcycle. I don't care.
You don't have a motorcycle.
Moped, he means moped.
If I did, I would take it to a concert.
So, Jeopardy James is playing in the World Series of Poker. Of course, he won himself a couple of million bucks playing Jeopardy, and he is a professional sports bettor, also just plays poker recreationally, but does enjoy it, and he has been playing in a number of events happening at the World Series, which has been very successful here in Las Vegas throughout this season. Hasn't scored big yet playing poker. It's a lot more challenging to win playing poker against a field of thousands as opposed to against... How many other people are on Jeopardy? Is it three? Is it three total?
Three total.
Yeah, so
yes.
You're up against two other people on Jeopardy. Little easier than playing against a field of thousands in poker.
I'm going to disagree with that, Dave. I think Jeopardy is one of the toughest games around.
Battle of the minds.
Don't get me wrong. It's very difficult, but yes. I'm just talking statistically. In poker, there's also, you know, there is a factor of the cards going your way and winning coin flips and things like that. Those are all important parts of it. Jeopardy, you remove all of that stuff. You're just up against two other people. So he's not having a great time. But he did say that if he wins big, he is also going to donate some of his winnings to a number of local charities. So Jeopardy James, even though you have the worst smile of all time, pretty likable guy.
You ruined the game of Jeopardy. I was watching it last night, and people are still doing the Holzhauer method. I hate that. Stop going for the $1,000 question first. Play the game
how
it was traditionally played. Start at 100 and go down.
His OCD just goes nuts on that.
Oh,
so
I hate
you start at the top, and then you eventually get down to the $1,000 question.
Yes.
No,
Jeopardy
go
James,
big.
Yeah, go big or go home.
What do you mean?
No. Well, I'm glad he can't ruin poker because he ruined Jeopardy.
Oh, you are bitter.
And finally, the United States of America has won again in the Women's World Cup.
Yeah!
2-1.
USA.
Woo! They said that it was a controversial penalty that got called yesterday. I don't care.
Who cares?
We
win.
Sunny Sunday. 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Oh, God, why am I so sweaty? Oh, I think I'm going to throw up again. Oh.
Message deleted.
Yes.
Nice.
You know, yesterday... That's kind of how I was feeling after spending a day out of the lake.
Yeah?
Really?
I mean, not that bad, but just, yeah, I wasn't feeling 100% yesterday.
Oh, no.
Just a day of drinking in the sun.
I never would have known.
Takes it out of you. Oh, yeah? I made it through okay?
You did.
Well, you drunk texted me later on. Right?
What?
Was that?
What, last night?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a drunk text.
Oh, sure.
I put a Snapchat filter on my face as a cat, and I sent it to Ian expecting... to get a response.
Stop it. It was very provocative, and you know that. And
okay,
it was
well,
very late
off,
at night.
It's an unintentional sexy. Okay, it just happens.
Dave, why does that always happen with you?
It just it happens, all right? It wasn't late. It was like 8 o'clock.
No, it was 8:46.
So you know exactly the time that it came in because you looked at it and you didn't respond.
Because I saw
it. You son of a bitch.
I was asleep.
You weren't asleep if you know exactly. Well, you said earlier, I looked at it when I was in my bed, about to go to sleep.
No, not about. I was asleep. That I define as asleep.
I'm impressed that you were up at 8 p.m. after being hungover. I would have gone home and gone straight to bed and drank some Pedialyte.
Oh, I thought you were going to say more alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Also, that is a remedy.
Hey, guys. What's up, man? So I'm pretty much, like, drinking a little bit by myself, and I felt like I should do some karaoke with you guys.
Some what?
So if you want to join me in this cool karaoke. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute of your crying. We'll be real when you're here. Yeah, just, you know, watching Growing Pains and singing along on YouTube. Kirk Cameron, yeah.
Message deleted.
Hit that high note pretty well.
Kirk Cameron, yeah. Have those words ever been said?
I don't think so.
That's the first, right?
I would hope not. Dude, you gotta go talk to somebody, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I work full-time. I also have 3 part-time jobs to support my family. That way my wife can stay home with our kids. I really don't ask for much. I promise. I don't ask for much at all. But what I do ask for is just a little bit of help around the house, you know, cleaning up and whatnot. Every time I do say that to my wife, she gets upset like she's taking it personal, you know. So I'm just kind of wondering, how do you ask for help around the house without upsetting your wife?
Message deleted.
Oh, boy, what?
Uh-oh. No, I just, like, backed away from the microphone so hard because, like, that is too... You don't want to... No.
What, you don't want to get involved in that conversation?
That just made me so uncomfortable.
Why? It's fine.
Why? So if you're working three part-time jobs and a full-time job... And you have to go home and ask for help around the house? Like, there needs to be a...
Okay, but she's also taking care of the kids, too.
No, but there needs to be a beefier conversation. I mean, but if you're working 4 jobs...
You have 4 kids. That's 4 jobs, too.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have all the respect in the world. I mean, my wife works her butt off, and she works a lot harder than I do taking care of the kids. But at the same time, like...
But also, you don't
know... If I came home from my 4th job, and I was like, hey, can I just please have some help with the dishes? They're just so dirty. Please.
So that's your advice? Just put on an accent?
I would
start talking like Tiny Tim.
Never do the dishes if you talk like that.
My crippled legs, they can't do the dishes.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So poor Bill Cosby isn't getting a whole lot of visitors in prison.
Good.
Boo-hoo.
In fact, his wife hasn't even gone to see him.
Oh.
I think that was an arrangement between them, though. Yeah. Like, I don't want you to see me like this. If it was reversed, though, like if I were in jail, I would never pull the whole "I don't want you to see me like this." I'm like, can you come every day?
Yeah,
like,
please,
I'm bored, and you also have nothing else going on.
Bored and blind.
Bring weed.
Bring weed.
What?
Bill Cosby said it's pretty lonely in jail, but hey, Bill, that's how it's supposed to be.
It's jail.
Sorry, buddy. Ric Flair back at the bar. Ric Flair obviously had a big medical scare last month. And they say that some people said they're surprised to see the WWE legend pounding beer this weekend during an outing with his family. He was sporting a shirt with his own face on it.
Of course he was.
Of course. Woo.
Yeah, the 70-year-old strolled into Hamilton's on Magnolia in Alabama, flanked by his wife, Wendy, wearing a shirt again with his own face on it. Inside the restaurant, he toasted his wife with a pint of beer. Beer may not be exactly what the doctor recommends just 1 month after undergoing heart surgery, but Flair said he wants to live life to the fullest while he's still here on Earth.
Okay.
That's your fulfillment?
Does that mean Ric Flair wants to die?
No, like, no traveling.
Don't drink the beer.
Ric Flair has lived a hard life. If he can't handle a beer at this point, I'm with you. I mean, if you found out that you had some sort of awful illness and it was going to take you out of this world in a couple of months' time, like, would you do everything you could just to be as healthy as possible? Or you're like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to die anyhow.
Not necessarily healthy.
What is the credit limit that I have on my card?
Right.
How much awesome stuff can I do in these next couple of months?
That's it.
Yeah.
Get a jet ski and a bunch of crack. Here we go.
Crack?
Well, I don't know about that. That's probably taking it a bit far.
I'm living my life.
I mean, the jet ski is a fine idea, but like the crack.
But the combination.
Yeah.
Very Florida.
It's very Florida.
So are you guys interested in this whole Justin Bieber versus Tom Cruise fight?
It was interesting in concept.
I would totally watch that fight.
Would you?
No, for sure.
Would you pay for the pay-per-view?
Yes. I mean, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor was essentially the same thing. Conor never boxed before.
But still, he was a fighter. That's like saying Tom Cruise like isn't MMA, but, you know, he fights. So,
well, but there's a difference. I mean, Mayweather is arguably the best boxer of all time, and you're fighting a dude who's never fought a professional boxing match ever.
And lasted.
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, Mayweather was messing with him for
seven
rounds, letting him tire himself out. You know that one of Mayweather's boys tried to go to, I think it was the M or the South Point, and bet like $400,000 on him to win specifically in the ninth round, because his whole plan was to just let Conor punch himself out. He just sits there and dodges punches for 24 minutes and then starts kicking his ass. He actually won in the 10th round, so the house would have won the bet, but they actually didn't take it. They refused to.
Hell no.
Here's the thing. Like, fighting, I'm a huge fan of fighting. I did martial arts for many years when I was growing up. I have a lot of respect for it. But, like, there's also a lot to be said about the freak show fights. I want the crazy, over-the-top. You remember how awesome Kimbo Slice was back in the day?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kimbo. Yeah. But he didn't have any skills. He was a backyard brawler. But you just love to watch his fights because it's Kimbo.
Well, Justin Bieber's got some footwork, and then Tom Cruise has got his Scientology spells. So
he's got that crazy Scientology strength.
Yeah.
And that butt.
What?
Weirder things have happened. Let's put it that way.
You think you can make it happen, what? Or what?
Anything is possible.
Do you think the purse could be bigger than a Mayweather and McGregor purse?
I think it would be the biggest ever, and I think it would be the biggest pay-per-view ever, too. So, yes.
All right. So, no comment on time, huh?
Maybe in the next couple days, it could happen. I don't think the fight will be as good as the hype.
Can you imagine how many tears would come from Justin Bieber's eyes?
I think Justin Bieber would have a real shot at whooping his ass.
Oh, no way.
No. He's so emotional. No, he was like
Justin
crying.
Bieber?
He was like crying the other day in a park while eating a burrito.
He was?
Yeah, something like that.
He's a crier.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy. Him and Haley Baldwin literally just like hold each other and weep.
I just feel like Justin Bieber would start crying, and then Tom Cruise would get on top and then just bite his face off.
Oh, my God.
Just rawr.
Tom Cruise is now eating Justin Bieber.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Have you ever sustained a drunken injury, or maybe it was a friend of yours that did, that was, you know, pretty serious, where it stops being funny for a second because all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh. Like, are you going to die? Are you going to die?
You might die.
My friend Jeremy, as I was just talking about Wiznut, he had to have some drinks from time to time.
Same.
All the drinks, though. And he was in Nashville, and they have these country bars in Nashville that multiple levels, you know, and there's different stages on all the levels and different artists that play. Out there having a good time. He'd gone out by himself in Nashville that night.
Really?
Yep.
That is a raging man.
Yeah, well, because his wife was there with the kids, and she obviously did not want to go out and had the kids, and he had decided, well, I still want to go out and experience Nashville because I don't spend that much time.
I don't care about my family. I want to care about Nashville.
Let's hit the bars.
And he did, and then he fell down 3 flights of stairs, and he was pretty messed up.
Did he, like, sustain any major injuries from that?
His face was pretty jacked up.
Oh, man.
It was bad.
Whiz.
I bet his wife was thrilled.
Thrilled when he came home. Just couldn't have been happier. So proud of you. Ian, your girl commented on Facebook, said, I dove into the shallow end of a pool. I looked pretty scary for about 6 weeks. Is that true? Were you guys together at the time?
No, we were not together at that time. She had a very wild past before she met me.
Oh, really calmed down when she got with you, huh?
Definitely. At least we're not diving into shallow ends of pools anymore.
It's true.
But have you been around a pool?
Have we been around a pool? I get drunk a lot. I don't remember.
Debbie said, fell going up the escalator at the Venetian in a miniskirt. Got a nice big gash on my shin and my knees.
Oh, that hurts.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever sustained a pretty serious injury while drinking? You know, the liquid courage. Everyone thinks that they can do things that they can't. They're more athletic than they really actually are. All of those things come into play. Jessica joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. Well, I just thought I'd share the worst one for myself.
Okay.
Some friends of ours, we were all down in Fremont, you know, doing our normal thing for locals. And, yeah, we had a great night. And on the way to the last spot, I was pretty feeling good. Mm-hmm. And I'm just happy-go-lucky drunk. So I'm just like, you know, talking to strangers.
Love
and I'm
it.
Looking over. And the next thing you know, I see a little person, and he was so cute, and I love little people.
Oh, boy.
And I was walking so fast that I was like, oh, my gosh. And I walked right into the fire hydrant. I don't know. I swear it was like 15 miles per hour because the bruise was on the whole thigh, on my left thigh, and it was so worth it, and I didn't feel a thing.
Oh. Of course not.
Ow.
How did the next day feel for you?
That I was with was like, what happened? I was like, well, I blame it on the little guy. Couldn't not look at him. And he gave me the look of, like, disgust.
You loser.
He saw me looking at him, but he didn't see that I hit the...
He just saw the stairs.
Ouch.
Thanks for the call today, Jessica. This one, lost a shoe, fell into a cactus, and when my parents came to pick me up from the party, I told my dad to F off because I didn't know who he was. It's pretty strong.
Hey, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. Going to Facebook here. And there's a lot of good ones. This one, though, is especially cringeworthy. Decided that I was going to go out, have some drinks, got pretty drunk, walked home from the bar, but realized once I got there, I didn't have my keys.
Ooh.
So I broke the bedroom window and climbed through it, but I failed to notice the pointed shard of glass above me as I climbed through. The glass sliced the back of my neck right on my spine. I bled everywhere and had nerve damage for over a year.
Catch
the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So have you ever had a drunken injury that was pretty serious? This one sounds pretty serious. Coming home from a party in college, I slipped on some ice and hit my head, immediately blacked out and had a seizure. Took a $3,000 ambulance ride to the hospital about a half mile away, only to get turned away because the admitting nurses said I was just drunk and didn't actually hit my head.
What?
A month later, I was feeling a bit weird and went to a specialist to find out I had a pretty serious traumatic brain injury, and the blackouts I was having multiple times a day were actually mini seizures.
Oh, man.
That was a fun one to explain to my parents.
Man. What terrible nurses.
Yeah, is that a lawsuit?
Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Dude, right?
What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this Eric from the Sears outlet?
Yes.
All right. What's up, man?
Good. Yeah, nothing. Let's see. I live behind a grocery store, and I decided to go, climb the roof, you know, shimming up a storm drain pole. You know, climbed up the side of it. You know, I don't know what I did up there, but on the way down, I shimmied down the same pole, and I kind of misjudged that distance because of that Xanax and, you know, that alcohol.
Sure.
And, I just jumped like probably halfway, snapped my heel, completely severed my heel from my foot. Had to have 7 screws and a titanium plate put in.
Nice.
This last year, last year.
Good. So have you shimmied any more poles up the sides of grocery stores? And if you were able to go back in time and figure out what you did on the roof, what do you suppose it was?
I think I was just looking around. I don't know. Honestly,
Looking around. Taking in the scenery.
You definitely took a number 2 up there, for sure, right? Yes. I mean, almost certainly. All right,
it's worth
Eric.
The snapped ankle.
Have a good day, man. Thanks for the call.
You
appreciate
too.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
Here's one from Twitter. Richard says, almost lost an eye. Was kicked out of the jacuzzi area of a Holiday Inn Express. Apparently, laundry soap makes an ungodly amount of bubbles. Who knew? I left my phone in a fenced area, and when I jumped the fence, a tree I didn't notice just popped out of nowhere and stabbed me in the eye. Ouch. Jacuzzi and drinks, though. I love that combination. But stuff goes down when you're hammered in a jacuzzi.
Like laundry what? Detergent?
Well, not laundry detergent, but you know, stuff goes down.
This one, while stationed in South Korea, drinking was kind of the thing to do. One night we all went out, had a pretty wild one. We were walking back to the dorms on base. They have these really deep concrete ditches by the sidewalks, and my buddy fell in one and landed right on his face and broke his jaw.
Oh,
didn't know how bad it was until the next day when he couldn't chew any food.
Oh, man.
This one, went drunk snorkeling in Mexico, which I do not recommend for obvious reasons.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Sliced my knee open on some coral within the first 10 minutes. Ran into some Americans I just met the day before who helped me. I needed stitches, but they just wrapped me up with Band-Aids instead. I still have the scar on my knee because of it.
I was hoping a shark was involved in that story.
I apparently got so drunk with my ex out of the bar that I passed out right outside of the hotel room in the pouring rain and landed on my head in the parking lot. Blood ran everywhere. I had to be taken in an ambulance to go get staples in my head. My ex informed me that I was a complete bitch while in the hospital in my drunken stupor and told me that I'd ripped out the catheter they gave me.
Oh!
I didn't know any of it. I called the hospital to apologize.
I just need everybody to know that both of you just grabbed yourselves.
Both grabbed our crotches.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, you talk about how you and your husband will go out and have some drinks from time to time. Have you ever physically hurt yourself badly enough to really recall it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, I have, Dave. Indeed. Many times.
Well, like, this is actually before we were together, but in college, I went up to OSU for like a girls' weekend. Like, we had some friends that went to Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere there, if you've not been, is actually brick.
Oh.
Like, it's very like old school, like brick. Like,
it's exactly how you'd expect Columbus, Ohio to look.
Right.
Just
right.
Bricks
like,
everywhere.
Brick roads.
Yeah.
Very slippery when wet.
Every building is made of brick.
Especially whenever you're in heels and it's been raining.
Ah.
Slip, fell on the curb. I have stitches on my chin from it. And went to the ER, woke up the next day, and I was like, oh, this is not where I thought I was going to wake up. And had a massive ER bill, stitches in my face, blood in my hair, and now I've got a battle wound.
Nice.
Cash on Facebook here said, pulled a sewer drain out with one finger wasted, broke the finger, said F the hospital, and it has now made this really awesome clicking noise for about 8 months. Sake bombs are real confidence boosters.
Oh.
I'm going to call BS on that one. One finger? No way.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, he did break the finger.
But still, he says he lifted it. I don't believe it. Here, Stephanie on Twitter said, drunkenly maced myself at point blank range thinking it was my garage door opener. Fell back so hard, I gave myself a concussion.
I love that.
Bill said, I jumped off of a stage while wearing a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man costume, landed on my knee, couldn't walk for a week. Just another Wednesday night in front of about 100 clients.
Clients?
Chuck said, got home from partying all night, shouldn't have drove, got out of the truck, tripped on a parking curb, right into a block wall, broke my glasses, and broke my shoulder blade. Told work I'd injured myself on a mountain bike run. Got 8 weeks off for medical leave. Oh, and the neighbor found the keys on her car hood. Still don't know how they got there that night. Oh, boy.
Wow.
I love that he flipped it to where he was able to get off work for eight weeks.
Yeah.
I go stir crazy, I think.
When you think about getting hurt badly and people not having a whole lot of sympathy, I think this one would qualify. Got home from partying all night and was hanging out with some friends, and we decided, well, we got to get some weed.
Yeah.
So we went out to get some weed, and we get to the supplier's house, and we dared my friend to Superman dive over a fence, not knowing that there was trash cans on the other side, which caused the loudest crash of cans and bottles that you've ever heard at 2 a.m., and resulted in his chin being cut very deep, blood gushing everywhere. He ran back to us and showed us his injury, and my brother just looked at him and went, oh, my God, did you get the weed?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. X1075 is your home for the David Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. That starts now.
All right, so it's worth sharing because my buddy Tom texted me. He said, after drinking way too much with a gentleman named Dave Farah,
whoops.
At a Tonic and Fuel concert. It was one of those free shows on downtown Fremont Street.
Fuel.
Took a hell yeah.
Oh my God.
They just played Shimmer, bro. Took an Uber home, fell out of the Uber, ripped my pants and knee, got up and proceeded to fall directly into a bush, cutting my forehead. Finally made it into the house where I passed out on the bathroom floor, only to be awoken by my wife. That was standing over me inquiring about the fight that I must have been in due to all of the cuts and stickers all over my clothes.
Dude, that sounds like a Fuel song.
Cuts and stickers?
It does. Wow.
Cuts and stickers.
Cuts and stickers.
Cover your ears.
Joe is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
Good. So you're a big fan of alternative music?
Yeah, but I'm not too good at naming them, so...
All right. Well, all you have to do is get either the artist or the song for a half point. If you get the artist and the song, you'll get a full point. We have a total of three songs. You're trying to get 2 points out of the three, okay?
All right.
So I've got 30 seconds of each one of these performances. Again, all very popular alternative songs. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Here we go on to number one. Good luck to you and cover your ears.
Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all yellow. Your skin, oh yeah, your skin and bones turn into something beautiful. And you know, for you I'd bleed myself dry.
All right, that's 30 seconds right there. Man, I was just about to take my pants off, too.
That is emotional.
That's so seductive, yeah. All right, what do you got for us?
Man, I know the song, but I am drawing a blank here. I know the song, though. Dang it.
Let me give you a, let me give you a hint.
Okay,
and
okay.
It was all yellow.
Yellow?
Yep.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be by Shoot. I said Shoot.
You did.
Yeah, I checked myself. Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry, bro.
That's all right. We'll give you a half point.
I appreciate it.
That's Yellow by Coldplay. Coldplay is what you're looking for. But you're still alive. You're doing fine here. On to on to number two. 30 more seconds on the clock. Good luck. What it just Whoa. Happened at the Woo. End of that?
Right.
Like
a full party just broke out. All
We're
right,
party going.
Got sweaty.
Joe, you got a half point. You got anything for this one?
I know the song once again. It's Caesar. Geez, I suck.
No, you're close.
You're
just one step away.
dang it. Woo. That appreciates some help.
Okay.
Said you're just one step closer to getting the artist and the song. Any guesses?
One step closer. Disturbed. God dang it. I'm sorry to let you down, guys.
Oh, stop it. You're not disappointed.
You get a half point. You get a half point.
It's fine.
It's one step closer by Linkin Park. See, they're disturbed.
You even said it, but with a question mark.
You're like one step closer.
Oh, okay, where am I going? One step closer to where?
All right. It's all right. You can still get the win, unbelievably, if you get a point here. Okay. All right. Third and final one. Here we go.
I don't pay to Santeria. Ain't got no crystal ball. If I had $1 million, but I spend it all. If I could find that healer and that statue that she's found,
All right, it 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Now you're in my wheelhouse. That's Sublime, Santeria.
Nailed it, yes!
Joe!
I had so little hope that you were going to be able to pull that off, but you did it, man.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
You know, I really like reading a headline like this, that coffee can help to combat obesity.
Yeah.
The stories that really annoy me are the ones where it's like, oh, a bunch of discipline and exercise can make you less fat.
Yeah.
Boring. What about coffee? Drinking coffee can help people slim down and avoid type 2 diabetes, unless, of course, you just put untold amounts of sugar into your coffee, which probably isn't great for the old diabetes.
I don't like that part of the headline.
Also helps to burn off calories. According to researchers, scientists say a cup of the hot drink may kickstart brown fat into action. Brown fat is the active tissue which burns sugar and fat from food as it warms up the body. So it's different from white fat, which is what makes people look overweight. But overall, it could help fight obesity. So drinking coffee is good for you. How do you take your coffee?
Very sugary.
Very sugary.
Yeah. So just the ones that are spike up.
Yeah. Ian, your coffee?
Dave, I like to have mine just with a little bit of soy milk in there, but occasionally I'll do half and half.
Black. Black is the night. I used to, when I was a child, like add a whole bunch of like sugar and stuff.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah, children. No,
back when I was like, and then I stopped being a child, and so I started drinking coffee like a grown up. So it's just an idea.
I drink coffee.
That's a little rude, but sure.
It's just an idea. Maybe try it out.
Look at my chest hair.
I actually don't have any chest hair. I've got a very dainty ladylike chest. I was hoping the black coffee would make me more manly. You know what sucks is like I've got some gray hair on the side of the head, right?
Yeah.
And I've never been able to grow a good beard at all. Like I've got a bitch face. Yeah. It just doesn't grow in properly. And then I noticed that I've got like three gray hairs in my beard now.
There
and I'm
you
like,
go.
Okay, God, we need to talk about this cruel trick. I've never been able to even grow a proper beard. And now if I am able to, I'm going to have to just ferment that bitch so I don't look old.
Dude, have it grow out. Gandalf that stuff, man. Come on.
Gandalf. Nothing like a patchy.
A patchy Gandalf. Like, is that methed up Gandalf, man? He looks terrible. Jesus, that guy is sick. So these researchers are all impressed that they taught this seal how to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Great.
You want to hear it?
Of course.
Yeah. Hey. Sounds like a kazoo.
Guys. Still better than a couple of those musicians on Cover Your Ears today.
Yes, definitely. But I would not turn my chair around for that seal if this was the voice.
You would not put that seal on your team?
No, I would not.
How about another singing-related one? In New York, there was a subway that was full of people, and they just spontaneously burst into a Backstreet Boys song.
Oh,
Audrey, I feel like you'd be down for this.
I was gonna say. Oh, I absolutely would have participated. Backstreet's back, hell yeah!
So there was some guy who had one of those annoying backpack speakers, which.
Why do they still sell them?
I'm sure
JBL.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sure that nobody is impressed with the backpack speaker, with the exception of this particular day. He found the exact right subway at the exact right time, and here's what we got.
Fire the one desire similar to lay.
Hit that note.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, what a nice surprise this is. Bossy Rossi just came into the studio.
There he is.
It's good to see you. Yeah.
Good to see you.
What do you want?
I just wanted to come in and say hi.
Oh, really? Because you never just come in to say hi. You normally come in here to belittle us, to tell us how we're not doing a good show for the day. Mahoney is not here.
So right, I suspended him.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Suspend Mahoney.
I suspended him.
Oh, really? For what?
because I was telling him about my anniversary party, and he said he had no interest in going to my anniversary party.
It's not your anniversary party. Stop saying that. Listen, it's a concert that's been announced for months, and you just decided that you're going to come in and appropriate this concert as yours.
I've been asked by my close personal friends, Cage the Elephant and Beck, to endorse this as my 3-year anniversary party here in Las Vegas.
Oh, you've been here for 3 years.
That's right. That's
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a milestone.
It really is.
Lots of tyranny.
Uh-huh.
3 years. Wow.
When you guys did your 10-year anniversary a couple months ago with Dennis Lloyd over at Topgolf, that was cute. I mean, that really
cute.
Was.
Cute.
You guys spent 10 years together. But Bossy Rossi being in Vegas for 3 years is a big deal.
Right, so you're saying that these bands that had previously announced their show before you decided it was your anniversary party.
It was a soft announce.
It was a soft announce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If it was yours, it probably was.
Well, he didn't want to cause a commotion with the, you know, the, obviously Las Vegas would, it would be in riots if they knew that Ross was having an anniversary party.
I promised them. I said to Cage the Elephant back in.
It does seem odd that they're touring together as a band all the way across the country as well. So, like Dennis Lloyd coming out to Topgolf was a one-off. It was totally free. It was a very intimate experience for the people that came out. But this is a well-publicized, successful tour that's going across the entire country, and you decided that this show, again, is for you somehow.
No, I'm not taking credit for the entire tour, but when I was in Austin at South by Southwest and I had a very, very expensive dinner with Brad from Cage the Elephant, he said to me, how do I get you to endorse this show in Las Vegas? And I said, let me tell you something, Brad. I got to get past OBC. Once I get past OBC, I'll put the old Bossy Rossi rubber stamp of approval on it. And once I start saying it's my anniversary show, tickets are just going to start flying off the shelves.
Flying.
So who paid for this dinner with you and Brad?
That was my question.
It was a third party.
A third party.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
A lot of expensive wine. Uchiko. Yeah.
The record label paid for it, right?
No, it wasn't the record label.
It wasn't...
It was his manager.
Oh, his manager. Oh, nice. But it wasn't just you at this expensive dinner?
No.
It wasn't. A large group of C-level programmers.
I'm a B-minus, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's not like he's having a one-on-one dinner with you. It's like, okay, let's just get all the schlubs from all the unimportant markets together at one time.
Schlubs.
He'll come in, he'll have half a glass of wine with Bossy Rossi and make him feel important. That'll be good enough.
What you gotta do?
All right, so you're going to pretend that this show is all about you. That's fine.
It's not all about me. It's just 97% about me.
So what would you say that you're offering to our listeners? I mean, because again, Topgolf, totally free. Lovely the band last year. Dennis Lloyd this year. People got to play ping pong and golf with Dennis Lloyd. I mean, it was pretty
there
cool
was
experience.
I'm aware.
Yeah,
I organized it. I organized it for you guys.
Ross, you attended it, please.
2 years in a row, I organized
you
it.
You were barely present. You were so blackout drunk, you don't know what happened.
Well, tickets are on sale for the show, like you said.
Oh, so people can buy expensive tickets to come to your show, and they get no real upside other than...
I didn't say I booked the show.
I see.
I said I'm putting the Bossy Rossi rubber stamp of approval on the show.
How important for everyone involved.
Yes. But we, as a radio station, are giving away tickets all this week, including on the Bossy Rossi Afternoon Experience at 520 all this week.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to save you some time and a whole lot of heartache. If you're caller number 20 right now, you win tickets and you don't have to listen to Bossy Rossi's afternoon show today.
Yes.
How about that?
That's well, how other this people
is,
do. I mean,
that's how this is supposed
one
to work,
person.
Right?
It's by the way, you also get to come to like our cool soundcheck party with Cage the Elephant. We're going to do some stuff with all the bands beforehand, even Beck, who traditionally doesn't do anything other than show up and play.
Do you know what we're going to do with Beck, or it's kind of like Beck is deciding how involved he wants to be?
I think we're going to do some sort of jam session in his dressing room.
Oh, really?
Actually, I think he jams before every show, like with his bandmates, and I think we're just going to kind of invade it.
Nice. We're just going to kind of heavily breathe in the corner and watch.
Yes.
Can you guys do that laser song?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What would you rather do? Would you rather pee a marble or poop a softball?
Message deleted.
Well, Bossy Rossi, I feel like you have a lot of experience with this sort of thing.
Yep.
You go first.
Definitely. Poop a softball.
Poop a softball?
Yeah. I mean, is it an actual softball or is it just the size of a softball?
No, it's a real marble and a real softball.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I don't know. I think that's a lose-lose situation, right?
You gotta pick one, though.
I'd poop a softball.
Poop a softball? Ian?
I'll go marble.
Marble, huh?
Yeah, why don't you guys man up?
What?
That seems... I don't know how much I should really talk about here. Not very elasticy. Let's just put it that way. It just seems, yeah.
Like I had something. I had some medical incidents earlier in life, so it's a little bit different down there, so it's easy for me. Go right out.
What do you mean? What kind of medical incidents?
Well, you ever play skee ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, the marble would just shoot out just like that, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
What?
It's fine.
Okay.
Monkey bars when I was younger.
I see. See, what I would worry about with marble is that, like, if things weren't... as controllable then after.
Oh, very true.
You know, like if you're in a hurry going number one and then like you don't fully get the shake.
Like, damn, Dave.
The little dribble. How awful that is. If that happened every time.
How'd
you
get it in the sink, Dave?
So, but like same with softball size poops.
Yeah, well, but no, that's what I mean. I feel like it's very...
loose.
Elasticy. Like it's like a, you know.
Yeah, you recover.
Yeah, you can recover. It's gonna take about a week of sitting on one of those little donut things. But yeah, you can recover.
Like
just need a little downtime. Come on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm so tired of Facebook. I'm so tired of, like, the algorithm and all that stuff. Selling me stuff. I can't take it anymore. I want to delete it, though, but I got to see people and talk to people and stuff. But, man, really gets on my craw. I'll tell you that.
Message deleted.
But do we have to talk to people, or is it just our thoughts of... Is it, like, the addiction of...
I find myself mindlessly... I'll pick up my phone, and I'll just mindlessly start going to social media apps. I'm like, I don't care what anyone else is doing. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not interested in what's happening right now and in other people's lives. It just is second nature at this point.
There for the memes.
I think with Facebook, I think I check it in the morning, like when I wake up, and then I check it while I'm on the air. I keep it open usually, and then I think I check it once before bed. But I don't. I mean,
it's only about 5 or 6 hours a day. It's not bad.
I really dislike Facebook. It's pretty strong. Though. I'm kind of with that guy.
Facebook, though, advertising. I mean, it is a free service, right? So you can't really get mad at there being ads.
No, it's because it's cookies.
Right. Like the thing that makes me angry is when I'm watching like a pay-per-view or something and they're putting commercials in that. Or if you're watching a movie and it's the really obvious product placement, you're like, hey, man, like I already paid admission to this. Like I don't want to pay again with my time. But if it's a free service like Facebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. The ads don't make me angry.
What are you currently being advertised now? Do any of you know off the top of your head? Because we made mention of male overalls a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still getting ads for male overalls.
Right now, there's
an ad
because I'm looking at my Facebook for Trendy Butler. So, and then for
Trendy Butler.
What is a Goldman Sachs elevator?
Whoa, Dave.
Okay, so
I was having a conversation.
No, see, the ad right here says the Goldman Sachs guide to dressing like you own substantial property. What kind of douchebag am I? Jesus Christ.
The Stephen Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's like it's a dude wearing shorts that look like they're swimming trunks walking down the street in New York City. Like,
oh, those are dad shorts.
Those are dad shorts.
Is that what it is?
Very golfy.
That doesn't look like he owns property. It looks like he just got out of a hot tub. It's terrible.
Let's get some white crispy boys with those.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Some New Balance shoes. Oh. Some tall socks.
Look out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, let's do Know the Show. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
He's talking about Wiznut. He had to have some drinks from time to time.
Same.
All the drinks, though. Mm-hmm. And he was in Nashville, and they have these country bars in Nashville that multiple levels.
Let's hit the bars.
And he did, and then he fell down flights of stairs. Oh. And he was pretty messed up. So you may remember my buddy Wiznut Ian from being the same guy that was in Chicago with us last time that we went there.
Yes, I do.
They went on a booze cruise, or at least they were calling it a booze cruise. It was really the architectural tour through downtown Chicago.
It's an architecture tour.
It's not a booze cruise. Yeah. He got them cut off before the boat even left.
I used to work for that company, and it takes a lot
to get cut off.
A lot, because they want you to keep drinking.
Yeah.
Because they're $7-$8.
Yeah, they're expensive drinks. Yep. Before the boat even departed. And he didn't just get himself cut off. He got everyone in the group cut off.
Oh, no. Yeah. That ruins the whole tour.
Ruins the whole tour.
Because it's long.
Yeah, who cares about buildings? Just want to get hammered.
Wiznut, a lot of fun. One night, though, he went out drinking in Nashville. He was at one of those country bars that has multiple levels, and he fell down this number of flight of stairs. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. First person with the right answer gets tickets to Cowabunga Bay After Dark. You're acting like you've been to this. Have you been to this before?
Yeah, I have.
Have you? So it's your opportunity to hang out with adults. It's 21 plus, and there's over 20 slides and attractions, plus games, drinks, and more.
Mm-hmm.
And if the first person with the correct answer gets it right, they get the passes. X1075, good morning. What's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie, what's the right answer? How many flights of stairs for old Wiznut?
I want to say three.
Three is correct.
He survived, too.
Cowabunga Bay.
What?
I said I love Cowabunga Bay.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. You get some passes to go enjoy Cowabunga Bay After Dark on Friday, July 5th.
Oh, that's perfect.
Glad it syncs with your schedule, my friend. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, man. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.